Here we go.
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep the army.
Yeah.
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep the army.
Again.
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep the
one
army.
More time.
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep the
Hold
army.
Your mind. That's right, that's right. Yeah. This is Big Angry Phil, and this is podcast number 33. Yeah. Now, that's a pretty significant number to some people. And we're going to get it all about those people right here. That's right. I'm talking about the Illuminati, Freemasons, criminals, whatever the fuck you want to call them. All right, here we go. Now, we're wrapping up another Halloween. Yeah, where everybody dresses up as spooky shit, scary shit, demonic shit. All to get candy and mostly to get attention. Of course, it gives every chick in the world every excuse to dress up like a hoe. And then they complain about getting groped and getting stared at. Well, come on. You're wearing fucking nothing. Of course, they're going to stare. And some of them might grope if you fucking back up into them enough. And don't you dare dress up as a clown. Oh, no, no, no. Clowns are now on the watch list. I've talked about clowns a couple of episodes back, and now it's gotten out of fucking control. Now they're banning clowns. You can't dress up as a clown in school for Halloween. You can't buy clown costumes in certain department stores. And I might be wrong about this, but I think some of the mazes, like Not Scary Farm and things like that, may have banned clowns in the maze. I know they banned some kind of exhibit there, something that got everybody all offended, and they took out the whole goddamn thing. It's fucking Halloween! But now, thanks to the creepy clown craze, clowns have now become illegal everywhere. Oh, for God's sakes. You know, it's okay to dress up as any serial killer you can imagine, but clowns are going to trigger everybody. Okay, got it. Can't wait to see what next year's stupid thing is. But getting back to the Illuminati and the significance of the number 33, let's get into that. Now, I'm not a fanatic about this kind of stuff. I know people are obsessed with conspiracy theories and secret societies and all that. I'm very fascinated by it, but I'm not a fucking nut about it. You know, I don't listen to Alex Jones and people like that. I think they're way over the top with it. And acting. Yeah. He's part of show business, and show business is all acting. But I do agree that there is an Illuminati, and I believe it's made up of world leaders, prominent politicians, prominent businessmen, CEOs, people like Bill Gates, and prominent figures in the entertainment industry. Certain actors, directors, music people, all in that same big old group telling you what to buy, what to listen to, what to watch, and how to look, and how to act, and how to talk. They are masters in the art of manipulation, and we are all the puppets. That's right, Master of Puppets. Old Metallica song. I can't believe Freemasonry is still even around. Not only it's around, it's bigger than ever. And this is what all these prominent motherfuckers belong to. And you've seen Masonic temples are all over the goddamn place. There's one like 4 or 5 blocks away from here. God only knows what the fuck they do in there. You've seen the symbols, right? It's the fucking compass on top of the L-shaped ruler. Sometimes there's a G in the middle of it. And I think the G stands for that particular lodge is the Grand Lodge. There's so many divisions of it and subdivisions, it'll boggle your fucking mind. But I want to know what the number 33 has to do with Freemasonry. Well, let's fucking figure this out. Now, apparently the Freemasons are big occultists. And there's a lot of numbers. I mean, again, let me explain something here first. I am no way religious. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the devil. But there is a lot of crazy shit going on that leads me to believe that these Freemasons are indeed occultists. First of all, you ever notice how many people throw up the devil horns all the time? It used to be something common in rock videos in the 80s, you know, heavy metal band. You expect to see that shit. Yeah, rock on. You see that all the time. All the time. And we don't think anything of it. Well, it's the fucking devil horns. It's the index of the pinky finger thrown up and everything else is down. Sometimes the thumb is out to the side. But you see it all the time, not just in music, You see, politicians do it all the time. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama. There's pictures of all of them throwing up the fucking devil sign. What's up with that? Are they just trying to be cool? Or are these motherfuckers indeed Freemason occultists? And by the way, the number 33 is the highest degree in Masonry you can hold. And you see that number pop up in the media all the time, too. As a matter of fact, here's a whole list of what certain numbers mean in the Illuminati. Here we go. Zero. For the Illuminati, the number zero is symbolic of sun worshiping. It symbolizes the man who is reborn through occult rituals. You know, it's very interesting because you ever notice how in a lot of music they're talking about the sun and there's a lot of products with the sun logo? Very interesting. Number one, this is the number of unity of mind, body, and soul. We're number one. Two, this is the number of division rather than togetherness. It is the number of total separation of spirit. Number three, this is the number of royalty. It symbolizes the magical shape of the triangle. By the way, there's another symbol you see all over the fucking place. Triangles. Look how many products have a triangle as a logo. It symbolizes the Holy Trinity, which is Nimrod, Semiramis, Tammuz, or Osiris, Isis, Horus, or Satan, Eve, and Cain. Number four, the number of foundation. Aleister Crowley wrote a book called Book Four, which was a complete guide to magic. I'll have to read that one of these days. Number five, this is a number that protects members of the Illuminati from death. Really, that's all it takes? Just throw out the number five and you won't die? Is it that easy? The Illuminati also uses something called the Law of Fives, which is the mind's power to perceive truth in just about everything. Well, Jesus. You really need that nowadays with this election going on, I'll tell you what. Number six, the number of man. Taken from the belief that man was created on the sixth day of the week. Get yourself two more and you got 666. Number seven. This number is significant in several ways. There are seven creative powers of the Godhead. There are seven great ages of the earth. There are seven races of mankind. Only seven? Seems like a lot more than that. There are seven laws governing human life. There are seven schools of mystery religions. In theosophy, there is a seven-step process of human evolution in which successful races evolve from a lower to a higher form of life. That's right. All this from the number seven. Number eight. This is the number of the sun and the sun worshiper. Wait a minute, I thought that was zero. I guess they worship the sun so much they needed two numbers to do it. It takes 8 years for Venus to orbit the sun 13 times, which is significant to many occult groups, including the Illuminati. And by the way, that's another subject you hear a lot about in music and in the media. The constellations, stars, planets, the sun. You hear about that shit a lot. Number nine. Oh boy, here we go. The number of divine completion and the number of the fall of man. Number 10. The number of law and authority. It is taken from the Ten Commandments. Oddly enough, this is not a number that you hear a lot in the media, but the following number, number 11, you hear 11 mentioned all the fucking time. And isn't that kind of an odd number? But every news story, it's always 11 people died, 1,100 were injured. Such and such company stands to lose $11 billion. I mean, isn't that kind of strange? Wouldn't you say $10 billion lost? Wouldn't you say 10 people died? 10 sounds more official, but they always, always use 11. Well, here's what 11 means in the Illuminati. The number of destruction and judgment and the death of man. Holy fucking shit, then why do they use it so much? What are they trying to tell us? Any event or thing assigned with 11 is to aid the rising of the Antichrist. No wonder they're using it so fucking much. They're trying to raise the devil. You know why it hasn't happened yet? Because the devil doesn't exist. Just as a point of interest, Armistice Day, Remembrance Day, November 11th at 11:11, triple 11. And of course, you add 11, 11, and 11, you get the Freemason number 33. Now, you take the number 9, the number of divine completion, and the number of the fall of man, and stick it with the number 11, the number of destruction and judgment and death of man, you get yourself 9-11. You know what? That makes plenty fucking sense to me. Now, that is a conspiracy theory I happen to be on board with. I do not believe 9-11. I never believed that thing from the get. I don't believe what the media showed us. I do not believe what the media told us. You're trying to tell me that two planes hit two towers, which, by the way, were built to withstand planes hitting it. These two planes fly into the towers in the top third of the tower, and the towers collapse from the middle of the tower. Bullshit. That was a controlled implosion. Just like when you see every old casino blow up in Vegas, that's what happened to these buildings. And by the way, the media still denies that other tower that collapsed. Nothing flew into that one. They forgot to add something in the video, I guess. They were in such a rush to get that thing out to the public that they ignored that small little detail. Maybe we should have had a plane fly into the third tower there. The fuck out of here. But everybody bought it. They sold it, and we bought it. I didn't buy it, but everybody else did. And by the way, you know, 3,000 people is not really all that much. When you think about it, I think there would be a lot more people in those buildings at 9 o'clock in the morning, but they cleared out a lot of space. Notice the government offices in those towers were evacuated. How'd they get the message? And nobody else did. Kind of makes you go, But they need an excuse to go to war. So Georgie Bush, whose daddy is George Bush Sr., who is a 33rd degree Mason, by the way, they orchestrated this fucking mess, sent us to war, spent zillions of dollars, accomplished fucking nothing. By the way, there's this secret Masonic handshake that you see a lot of fucking world leaders do. It's a weird way they shake hands, where the three fingers are draped over the other palm. There's this video of George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. doing the Masonic handshake over Laura Bush's lap. Laura Bush is sitting between the two, and they're doing the handshake over her lap. It's creepy. And what's more creepy is they're doing it at a 9/11 remembrance event. As if say, yeah, son, we sure pulled that one off, didn't we? We sure did, daddy. Now, what do I want to do again? Just sit there and act dumb like you always do. Speaking of 11, remember on March 11th, or 3/11, 3 times 11, 33, in 2011, hey, there you go, massive earthquake hits Japan, 8.9. What a perfect day for that to happen. Earthquake with a magnitude of 8.9 hit the coast of Japan, causing massive amounts of damage and dangerous tsunamis, making it the most powerful earthquake in Japan in recorded history. The earthquake and tsunami caused damage to reactors at the Fukushima nuclear plant, creating a radiation leak and forcing locals to evacuate, as well as worldwide anxiety over possible meltdown. Now, you know what? The fact that that happened on March 11th, and it was 8.9. It was huge. This is bigger than the big one they're always saying is going to hit California. But you know what I've noticed? Around that year and the fall and around that time, there were a lot of weird earthquakes in strange places. Like there were earthquakes on the East Coast. They've never had earthquakes there. Makes me think that these are kind of man-made. Not all of them. But the ones that happen on certain dates, the ones that happen in weird places all in a row. Bullshit. Maybe it's just a little too much fracking going on. You know what I mean? All right, moving on. The number 13, they skipped 12. The number 13 is simultaneously lucky and unlucky. It is considered to be a bad omen because the Knights Templars were arrested on October 13, 1307. However, it is also the number of reincarnation in everlasting life. Well, that's really funny because all throughout my life, I've been told it's an unlucky fucking number. Friday the 13th. No 13th Street. No 13th floor. Nobody wants to live at 1313. I would if the house was cheap. Unless it was in Detroit, then no. There are 13 members in covens and satanic cults, 12 regular members, and one high priest. This is also a mirroring of 12 jurors plus one judge equals 13. There are 13 high occult families that run the world. That's probably true. The number 13 is very significant to the Illuminati. Each group has a core of 39 members, which breaks down into 13 times 3 members. 13 makes up an administrative group, and then that group answers to a roundtable that consists of 9 members. I love that number 9. The 9 is significant because it relates to the triplicate of 3 that is considered very important in all rituals, including 3 times 3 times 3. The 3 times 3 times 3 rules in magic apply to an application of the original intention of a caste ritual, as well as the concept that whatever comes back to you will do so 3 times 3 times 3. You know, this is a group of world fucking leaders. These are the motherfuckers that make public policy, and they believe witchcraft, they believe magic, and they believe in Satan. No wonder we're all fucked. All right, they skip 14, 15, and 16, because I guess those don't mean jack shit to the Illuminati. Let's go to 17. It's the number of immortality. Did you know that? I didn't know that. So what does that mean? How do they arrive at that number? It doesn't explain that. It just says, fuck you, 17, number of immortality. 19. The number 19 is magical. Lunar cycles are synchronized with a Gregorian calendar every 19 years. Well, again, they're very big on the sun, the moon, and the stars. So, yeah, I get that one. There's no 20. There's no 21, which is surprising because you put 3 sevens together, you get 21. 22. The number 22 is double 11. It's also a reoccurring 2. It's the number of the master builder. Whatever that is. And that's also another number you hear a lot in the media. Anything that's multiplied by 11. You always hear shit like 22,000 people were left homeless. Isn't that a weird... Again, just round it off to 20. Why do they have to jump... How do they count it and get up to 22? But you hear 22 a fucking lot. 23. The number that all big events are connected to in some way. The Knights Templars had only 23 Grand Masters. 23 is the first prime number in which both digits are prime numbers that add up to a prime number. In the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, I doubt I'm saying that right, Kabbalistic, Tree of Life, that sounds like something you'd find in a Legend of Zelda. And by the way, if you've ever played any Legend of Zelda game, that thing is loaded with Illuminati symbols. The Triforce, it's 3 triangles stuck together, and it forms a 4th one in the middle. You have a lot of eyes all over the place. There's a lot of Illuminati in the Legend of Zelda. Great games, but come on, man. A little too obvious. 27. Now, there's another weird number you hear in the media all the time. What an odd number to always be mentioned, but you always fucking hear it. You know how somebody always pulls a number out of their ass? Man, that motherfucker got shot 27 times, but you hear it's always 27. Well, let's see what that means. 27, 9 plus 9 plus 9, the most powerful magnification of 9 as a symbol's 3 nines. And of course, going back to the number 9, remember, it's the number of divine completion and the number of the fall of man. So if you make that 27, you got a lot of fall of man going on. 39, the number 39, 13 plus 13 plus 13, the highest possible magnification of the number 13. Why did they skip 33? Like the 33rd degree Mason. Interesting. 333. The number 333 uses the number 3 3 times. No, duh. 333 stands for 1/3 of the angels that followed Lucifer and rebelled. Oh, for fuck's sakes with this. I mean, it's very interesting how they came up with the numbers, but a lot of the definitions are way the fuck out there. Although 9 and 11 sure as fuck make sense. And what they've also done is assign a number to each letter. Really, it'd be just what order it is in the alphabet. A would be 1, B would be 2, C would be 3, etc., etc. Now, K is the 11th letter. You have the KKK, 11, 11, 11, 33. There you go. Now, M is the 13th letter, and a lot of stuff starts with M. The first one they always point out, McDonald's. And by the way, if you flip McDonald's logo on its sides, it looks like a 13. You have the McDonald's going through the 3, it looks like a 1-3. Same with Arby's. You flip, I know it looks like a cowboy hat in the front, and you flip it on its side, it looks like a 1-3. It's So there definitely is a lot of hidden Illuminati shit in some of these logos. There's a lot of triangles, there's a lot of eyes, there's a lot of eyes in triangles. There's skulls, there's owls, there's things that look like Satan. All in our favorite products. Let's check out the top 10 Illuminati symbols. Let's see if we can guess them.
Number 10, the skull.
Dun, dun, dun.
To Masons, the skull and crossbones is a memento mori.
Mori, like
Latin
Mori Povich?
For remember, you must die.
Skulls are cool.
The skull and bones is prominent on Master Mason trestle boards and is commonly featured on Masonic rings. The Bavarian Illuminati.
Shaq has one of those. He showed it off on TNT. I remember
initiation ritual. Illuminati princes were shown a skeleton and asked if the bones were those of a king, a nobleman, or a beggar. The symbol is the emblem and namesake of the elite Yale senior fraternity, Skull and Bones.
I've heard of that.
Skull and Bones' existence entered the mainstream American
Bush is in there.
During the 2004 U.S. presidential election.
Yep.
It was revealed that both candidates had been bonesmen while attending Yale.
Bonesmen.
Inside the Skull and Bones headquarters, known as the Tomb.
Place is huge.
A painting of skulls features a German phrase. The English translation, who was the fool? Who the wise man, beggar or king? Whether poor or rich.
Sounds like this guy dropped his notes.
The same in death. Number 9, the obelisk. The obelisk is an ancient Egyptian phallic symbol that rather obviously represents power.
Yeah, the big building. It looks like a cock.
They've been sought by tyrants ever since Rome conquered Egypt and have been dispersed all over the world. Obelisks are used by the Illuminati to mark major centers of power. There's an obelisk marking the Illuminati's spiritual center in St. Peter's Square. Another 555 feet tall. On the National Mall in Washington.
Washington Monument, that's right.
The Illuminati's military.
By the way, should they paint that thing black?
And obelisks in New York's Central Park and in the city of London, marking the order's financial centers.
Makes sense to me.
Fire.
Fire. Fire.
The Statue
fire.
Of Liberty,
fire.
With its famous Liberty Torch.
Oh, yeah.
Was donated to the United States.
Listen to how many times fire is mentioned in music. They all sing about fire.
French Freemasons. Designer Frederick Bartholdi was a Freemason. So was the statue's architect, Gustav Eiffel. The builder of the pedestal, Richard Hunt, also a Freemason.
Dick Hunt?
There's a smaller copy of Lady Liberty on an artificial island in the River Seine, a short distance from the Eiffel Tower. The statue portrays Libertas holding up a torch, bringing enlightenment to the world.
1,000 points of light, you've heard that before.
The statue represents Semiramis, the queen whore of Babylon.
Oh, cool.
While others believe
Kim Kardashian's the queen whore nowadays.
Lucifer.
You know, she's Illuminati big time.
Founder of the Bavarian
Illuminati. She's gotta be. She looks like she's in a trance.
Inspired by Zoroaster.
All of them do.
Prominently used the color red in the order's higher degrees.
Oh, yeah. They all wear red like a motherfucker.
The Olympic torch relay was introduced by the Nazis at the 1936 Olympic Games.
Really? We still use it.
Flames are found on the corporate logo for Columbia Pictures.
Yep.
And J.D. Rockefeller chose a flame for
Standard Oil.
Of course,
Rockefeller. Where did Jay-Z got that?
The butterfly.
Oh, fuck yeah. Butterflies are everywhere.
Butterflies traditionally represent a metamorphosis.
Why do they all sing about butterflies? Let's find out.
To the Illuminati, it is code for monarch mind control.
Ooh-wee.
Monarch is a name given by the Illuminati
monarch butterfly.
To a secret government mind control program far surpassing the CIA's MK Ultra. Monarch produces perfect mind-controlled slaves who perform tasks for their handlers, ranging from assassination and spying to fulfilling the sexual appetites of U.S. presidents and high government officials.
Monica Lewinsky?
According to one researcher, over 2 million Americans are currently under mind control.
A lot more than that.
It is said the Illuminati uses movies such as Disney's Fantasia and The Wizard of Oz to program mind control slaves.
I've seen them both. Didn't work on me.
Monarchs and their handlers use butterflies.
Oh, yeah. All these music artists
costumes,
got butterflies all over the fucking place.
And incorporate them into artwork and logos. Dramatic behavioral changes shaving your head,
right,
or instantly switching personalities,
right, like Charlie Sheen, of course,
might indicate a breakdown in monarch programming.
Interesting.
Number six, the snake. Like the serpent in the Garden of Eden, snakes represent evil.
Evil.
They're the guardians of forbidden knowledge, which explains their special appeal to secret societies. Celebrities with ties to the Illuminati frequently pose with snakes or use them in performance.
That's right. I always wonder why there's so many bitches with snakes on them. Usually bitches are afraid of snakes. Very fucking interesting.
World finance and headquarters of the Rothschilds, the Illuminati's top family.
I have heard of them.
It is said that Lucifer himself sits at the head of the Rothschild family table.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
The logo for Italian car maker Alfa Romeo features a snake eating a human.
It does!
The symbol,
that's
known
cool.
as Bishone,
I didn't even think of
is
that.
Commonly used in heraldic shields. The logo for Swedish defense company Saab features Satan's serpent tongue. Ouroboros, the snake swallowing its own tail and signifying eternity and regeneration.
Oh yeah, the Firefox logo sure looks
the
like
Illuminati's
that.
Illuminati's multi-generational bloodlines.
Looks like fire, too.
Number five, the owl.
Oh, hell yeah. Owls
the
are
owl
everywhere.
Is an occult symbol of wisdom and was a hallmark of the Bavarian Illuminati. After a trial period of up to 3 years, initiates rose to the Minerval class and gained access to those assemblies and academies. Named after Minerva, the Roman name for the Greek goddess Pallas Athena, she was depicted on Illuminati medallions as an owl and represented wisdom and vigilance.
Ooh.
The Bohemian Grove, an exclusive campground located in the midst of giant Californian redwood trees, uses the owl as its logo. Every summer, global business and government elite meet at Bohemian Grove and offer mock sacrifices at their sinister owl shrine.
Holy fuck.
It was here that Ronald Reagan promised Richard Nixon that he would not oppose in the 1968 Republican primary.
This is some scary shit.
The Manhattan Project was born in the Grove. The owl is hidden on the U.S. $1 bill.
Sure is.
In celebrity tattoos and fashion.
Right? And Drake has a fucking shirt with an owl on it. How obvious is that? You know, he's a fucking devil.
Number four, the pentagram.
Oh, hell yeah, that's an obvious one.
The sigil of Baphomet is usually depicted with two points up, indicating Satan's horns. The devil's horns is a popular hand sign.
Yep.
Made with the index. And
I already done talked about that.
Originally a charm to ward off evil, over time it came to be understood as a gesture invoking evil.
No shit, that's why all the politicians do it.
The pentagram can be observed in the street layout of Washington, D.C., designed by French Freemason Pierre-Charles L'Enfant.
Fucking French.
However, the pentagram is incomplete, as Rhode Island Avenue does not connect to Pennsylvania Avenue.
Son of a bitch.
An inverted pentagram is the emblem of the Order of the Eastern Star, an organization for female relatives of Freemasons.
The real housewives of the Illuminati.
The pentagram is common in music videos, mainstream movies, even children's cartoons.
Not the children!
Number three, the number of the beast.
11?
666.
Oh.
Designates the Antichrist as revealed in the book of Revelation.
You see that shit everywhere.
Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast.
A beast.
For it is the number of a man. His number is 666. The Illuminati believe the Antichrist is destined to guide them to a new world order.
New world order.
666.
You've heard that a lot, haven't you?
Found in every UPC barcode in the United States. The number is hidden in the corporate logo of Taco Bell.
Well, you know Satan's involved with making that food.
It's concealed in the logos of Walt Disney Pictures.
Oh, definitely designed
Monster
Disneyland.
Energy Drink and Google Chrome.
No wonder it crashes all the time.
British telecom giant Vodafone, whose logo is remarkably similar to the KKK.
Bunch of racist limeys.
The number of the beast can also be represented using the hand gesture for okay by touching your thumb and your index fingers
and holding
the other
three
a circle.
Up. Yep.
While three fingers make the tails of the three sixes. Illuminati puppets and minions flash the symbol during their performances.
Sure do.
A secret salute to the Antichrist.
God damn. God damn.
Number two.
I'm blown away, man.
Pyramid.
Oh, yeah, that's a real obvious
pyramid
one.
Pyramid represents the top-down power structure.
You see that shit everywhere.
The plutocrats commanding from the capstone and the peons at the bottom.
Hey, I am not a peon.
The Bavarian Illuminati used the pyramid, both capped and uncapped, during its Minerval assemblies.
My fucking play button's a pyramid, just sideways.
The pyramid, representing the Illuminati itself, was painted on a carpet with scattered stone in front of it. The stones represent the work still to be done for the glory of the Grand Architect.
What are they waiting for?
The Bavarian Illuminati managed to infiltrate European masonry at the 1782 Congress of Wilhelmsbad. The Landgrave of Hesse, who hosted the event, erected a pyramid on nearby ground.
See, Europeans are evil.
That same Landgrave later became Prince Charles of Hesse Castle.
Prince Charles, huh? And they haven't gotten any better since.
For renting out his Hessian mercenaries to fight American revolutionaries, eventually gave rise to the House of Rothschild. The headquarters of the Supreme Council of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry in Washington, D.C. is capped by an unfinished pyramid.
Can't they hire some illegal aliens to finish it?
The symbol can also be represented as a hand gesture by touching both thumbs and index fingers with both palms facing outward.
Oh yeah, the Rock, that stupid shit Jay-Z
Hip-hop
used to do.
Hip-hop artist Jay-Z
yep,
uses
thank you very
the
much.
Sign to represent Rock Nation.
Yep.
And his record company, Rockefeller Records.
Named after Rockefeller, Illuminati motherfucker.
Pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page previously used the sign to indicate his signature move, the Diamond Cutter. German head of state Angela Merkel uses
that fucking bitch. Look at that.
In reverse to form an inverted pyramid.
That fucking makes sense. She totally
Merkel
ruined that
calls
country.
Her pose the Merkel Route. Like other symbols on this list, the pyramid
Hillary
is
Clinton's
prominently
gonna do that shit
displayed
when she gets
by
in.
Presidents. On government buildings.
She's Illuminati as fuck.
In music videos.
Look how much she wears red.
And in Hollywood movies.
Trump's not in yet. Trump's just a guinea pig. We're fucked. We are fucked.
Number
man.
One, the all-seeing eye.
Oh, yeah.
The all-seeing eye is the most recognized symbol of the Illuminati.
CBS.
In ancient Egypt, the eye represented the god Horus, protection.
I like
health,
Horus.
Royal power. But its fame is mostly due to its prominent placement on the U.S. dollar bill, the most highly circulated note on the planet. The symbol, an eye floating over an unfinished pyramid, was added to the bill in 1935 by 33rd degree Freemason President Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Thanks, FDR.
To Freemasons, the all-seeing eye represents Gotu, the great architect of the universe, a placeholder term for whatever deity individual Masons happen to worship. The eye in the triangle has been used by French and German Freemasons since at least 1770. The all-seeing eye appeared in the original design of the Great Seal of the United States. Several committees and years later, it appears in its present form, floating over an unfinished pyramid on the back of the Great Seal.
Pull out a dollar bill. Look at that thing. It's fucking freaky.
The eye is a representation of God, favoring the prosperity of the United States.
What prosperity?
The unfinished pyramid, the future growth of the nation. Some researchers are not convinced.
Me neither.
They believe that the symbol is the left eye of Lucifer.
Sounds right
it
to me.
It oversees its minions, who yep. are represented by the individual identical bricks making up the unfinished pyramid. The 13 steps
13.
Are a tribute to the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati, not the original 13 states. The symbol first became associated with the Illuminati in 1955. with the publication of Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto by Emanuel Josephson.
I have one of those on my toilet.
In addition to identifying the eye and the pyramid as the insignia of the Illuminati, the author further contended that Adam Weishaupt had written the blueprint for the New Deal.
Or the New World
the
Order.
The Roman numerals for 1776, inscribed at the bottom of the pyramid, have nothing to do with the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
What?
Or the birth of the United States.
What?
But rather secretly memorialize the founding year of the Bavarian Illuminati.
God fucking damn.
The hand gesture can be made by making the sign of the pyramid with one eye peeking through
right?
the
right, see that all the time, Jay-Z.
An eye in the pyramid.
Beyonce.
The hidden eye sign is made by simply covering one eye.
Right. Why do so many of them do that? Now you know.
The symbol and sign are common in music videos.
Sure the fuck are.
Hollywood movies.
I have to do when I take an eye test, but other than that, damn.
Corporate logos.
Oh, well, corporate logos got everything in it.
And again, children's cartoons.
Why didn't he mention video games, which are full of that shit? And don't get me wrong, I like playing some of those games, but some of my favorite games, like Mario and Zelda, are full of fucking Illuminati shit. Full of it. Zelda, especially. There's pyramids, there's all-seeing eyes, there's fire, there's owls. All kinds of shit. Mario, too. Checkerboard floors. That's popular in Masonic temples. Super Mario 3, checkerboard floor. Mario 64, beginning of the game, checkerboard floor. Tons and tons of music videos and movies, checkerboard fucking floors. Who the fuck else has a checkerboard floor? When have you ever seen one? Maybe in a really old hotel or something. But other than that, come on. And butterflies. You're talking about butterflies. How many fucking songs have mentioned butterflies, have butterflies in the music video, have butterfly in the fucking album title? What's Kendrick Lamar's album called? To Pimp a Butterfly. What the fuck does that even mean? Well, now you might have a meaning to it. And you notice how many songs talk about fire and darkness and rain. There's another one. Rain is in all kinds of fucking music. They can't really be singing about the goddamn rain, right? Rain isn't very fucking interesting. What if there's a hidden meaning behind that shit, too? Because you hear a lot about rain, and you hear a lot about Rain Man. Rain Man, what, that stupid 1988 movie? Well, no. I've heard Rain Man a lot. Jay-Z has called himself the Rain Man. Eminem has called himself the Rain Man. Lil Wayne, I believe, has called himself the Rain Man. What's going on here? Rain. Water that has fallen as rain. Rainwater, a heavy fall, descent of this water. As a verb, it's to send down rain, to fall as drops of water from clouds, or to give or administer abundantly, etc. Like make it rain. You've heard that stupid expression. By the way, you should never make it rain on chicks. Fuck's wrong with you. The name rain means abundant blessings from above. So Rain Man is a god, really a devil, who offers abundant blessings from above like money, fame, and women, but at a heavy price. You are in bondage. Notice how miserable some of these artists look and see. They are not truly happy. Some portray this in their lyrics. Well, no shit. And yeah, you know, some of them do look like they're in some kind of fucking trance. Rihanna, Beyonce, Katy Perry especially. Looks like she's always staring at something. And you gotta wonder, how the fuck did these artists blow up like they did? Their music is awful for the most part. Add Taylor Swift to that mix. And every award show, every video, they all wear the same shit. They all wear red. They have top hats on. That's another symbol you see a lot. Butterflies. I was singing about fucking Rain Man and Umbrella, Ella, Ella. Well, come on. What are we singing about here? Umbrella. What's an umbrella? Collapsible canopy that protects from the sun or rain. Object that looks like an umbrella. Something that gives support, protection, or authority. Umbrella in Latin also translates to shadow, under the influence of umbra, shadow. Umbra could also mean phantom or ghost. The name Umbra appears in the Necronomicon, which is a fictional occult book of demonology. So basically, Umbra is a devil. Umbrella. Ella. Ella, Ella. And by the way, in the Umbrella video, she looks like fucking Satan. And she's wrapped up in a triangle, too, with an eye on it. Well, that's perfect. Got them all in there, didn't they? Now, Eminem sings a lot about demons and possession and Rayman and shit. I like Eminem, but this is a little too fucking obvious. This is My Darling, and listen to the chorus of this. It sounds very, very familiar. In the dark, shall emerge from the fiery depths of hell, the swallow, the shallow, the hollow. Here we go. Here's all the scary shit. Yep, that's what they do. They sold their souls. He doesn't hide it either. Here we go, here we go. Hear that? Because I possess your soul, your mind, your heart, and your body. Where do we hear that before? That was the very same thing I played at the beginning of the show from Prodigy. Illuminati, got my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep the eye on me. There you go. This is all making a lot of fucking sense to me, man. I mean, I personally don't believe in the occult and witchcraft and devils and Satan and all that shit, but these people clearly do. I mean, how could so many of them be singing about the same fucking thing? The same very specific fucking thing. Anyways, notice they all appear on each other's albums. Lil Wayne featuring Rihanna. Rihanna featuring Lil Wayne. Eminem featuring Rihanna. Jesus fucking Christ. And by the way, look what's happened to so many music artists at a young age. They got killed. Especially if they were known to speak out against the Illuminati, like Tupac. But really, how many plane crashes could really have happened? Plane crashes are not a common occurrence, but how many fucking music artists have died in plane crashes? Way too many. Or they died of things that nobody could explain. Michael Jackson just dropped, you know? Everybody was surprised by that. Prince, people were surprised by that. He may have AIDS, he may not, nobody knows, right? Never mind all the ones that got shot. I'm thinking the ones that got shot have talked against the Illuminati a little too early, whereas the ones that died perhaps in their 40s, 50s, the Illuminati was just done with them. They weren't selling records anymore. They weren't really in the limelight anymore. Their career comebacks didn't work. So the Illuminati said, you know what? I'm pulling the plug. Zap. You're done. That's what I think happened. John F. Kennedy, come on. He spoke out against the Illuminati. And who was reported to be in the area when Kennedy got shot? George Bush Sr., the 33rd degree Mason. By the way, I also believe George Bush Sr. is the one who ordered the hit on President Ronald Reagan. Makes sense to me? He was next in line? Perhaps Reagan spoke ill of the Illuminati? Who knows? Or Bush was just trying a power move? Either way, I think Bush had a big hand in that thing. What, some guy who was trying to impress some dyke like Jodie Foster? Really? That's the best story they could come up with? Get the fuck out of here. Bush did it. Just like in 9/11, Bush did it. I mean this Bush. George Bush Jr. was a dope. He didn't know what was going on. This Bush orchestrated a lot of shit. When you're a 33rd degree Mason, you pretty much have access to the button. Hey, call me a kook, but a lot of this stuff makes a lot of sense to me. Again, I don't go out preaching this stuff. I don't go standing on a soapbox and saying this is this and this is that. No, people are going to believe what they believe. And that's fine. This is the one episode I'm going to talk about this, and then I'm going to duck before I fucking get shot. Now, before I break out of here, I just want to play this little Tupac piece. I think this is around maybe 1992, 93 or something. But there's something he says in there which may have led to his demise. The Illuminati did not want to hear him say this.
I can be me. I can be whoever because I'm true to me. I can go to neutral easily. A lot of people, black, white, Mexican, young or old, fat or skinny, have a problem being true to themselves. They have a problem looking in the mirror and looking directly into their own souls. The reason I sell 6 million records, the reason I could go to jail and come out without a scratch, the reason I could walk around, the reason I am who I am today is because I can look directly into my face and find my soul. It's there. It's not sold. I didn't sell it. It's still within me. I still feel it. My heart is still connected to my body.
You hear what he said there? He didn't give the Illuminati his mind, heart, his soul, or his body. So they had him killed. The end. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. All right, here we go. Rihanna's Ode to Satan.
Ella, Ella, Ella.
We already talked about umbrellas and rain. You know what she's talking about here. It looks possessed. Hey, sounds like the Rain Man's banging her from behind. Here we go, listen to this. This is what the Rain Man's telling her. Sounds almost like Eminem's lyrics. The rain pour, huh? All you needed more, me, Satan. That's right. Shine like the sun. Always be here. Always. Never gonna let you down. Cause I'm Satan. You're stuck with me forever, bitch. Gotcha, bitch. Oh boy. BigAngryPhil.com is where you're gonna find me. BigAngryPhil.com. Look me up on Facebook. The Big Angry Phil Podcast. Oh yeah, baby. Big Angry Phil Podcast can be heard on iTunes, on TuneIn, and on SoundCloud. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to the Tom Likas Show, TomEverywhere.com.
Ooh, baby, it's raining.
She's not talking about the weather, you morons. She wants the Rain Man to rain down fortunate fame to her at the cost of her soul. And she got just that. And all you dumb broads are singing these songs. You're going to be possessed. Oh, yeah, it's pouring rain. Better open up that umbrella. Ella, Ella, Ella. I'm out of here. See you next week. Later.